This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I talked about this in passing the other day, but I am proud to announce that Bleeding Blue won Best Documentary in the Chandler Film Festival. And I really looked at just no, hold your applause. And here's what's interesting about this. First film I've ever made, and for the record, who am I? For those newbies listening to the program, this is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. And you can find out more about us at kjradio.com. And I do love hearing from you. Talk to any – well, you can't talk to my people. But if you do know people that know the show that have written to me, you'll find out we are very communicative. We love talking to you. So get a hold of us, kjradio.com, or call us at 844-551-8255. So we submit this film. I'm at a Christmas party. And a guy who's on the city council of Chandler says, "Hey, I heard you did a film." I said, "Yeah," and people had seen it, and they raved about it because it is amazing. And he goes, "You ought to submit it to the Chandler Film Festival." And I said, "When is it?" He says, "Well, it's January, whatever, third week of January." I went, "Oh, man, it's probably too late." He goes, "No, I think I can get you in." So a few phone calls later, we're in, and a guy named Batish said, "Yeah, Kevin, give me the details. You know, you got your IMDb. Yep. All the information." He goes, "Yeah, I put you into the documentary category." Okay, he goes, "Can I view the film?" I said, "Yeah." So we got him a link. He viewed the film. Loved it. He goes, "This is amazing." So, yeah, we didn't think much of it. They do the red carpet. We go do the red carpet, all of us, you know, blah, 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 see the whole thing. And I'm looking at the category. I mean, it was amazing. Go to the Chandler. It's Chandler International Film Festival. And I think it's ChandlerFilmFestival.com. And the website's beautiful, the films that are there. In fact, Matt Walsh, if you remember the movie where these guys go to Vegas and get, you know, lose their best buddy and all that, Matt played one of the three guys, but he played the doctor when they were looking for their friend and they go to the hospital. He was the doctor. Funny guy. Anyway, he had a film there. So he was there the first night on red carpet, and, you know, they had international films, they had Japan, they had Norway, they had Saudi Arabian films. It was really cool. So we get the film in, and I went to see experimental shorts. There are some weird filmmakers out there. So we get, you know, I watch a few of these, but unfortunately, I got to work, so I can't see it's 4 or 5 days. I think it was 5 days this film festival went on in Chandler. And the last night they're going to have the awards. And I said, "Yeah, we ought to go just to make sure, you know, we didn't, you know, just in case we win." And I truly had no idea. And so they start giving out awards, and there are filmmakers going, "I had no idea I was going to win." And I'd seen some of their films, and they were good filmmakers. So finally they get to Best Documentary. I don't even know that we're going to be nominated because I'm thinking we got in too late, yada, yada, yada. They named the four films that were nominated. One of them was called Creeping Something, and it was about Facebook and Google and this creeping, you know, socialism or whatever, which I wanted to see. I didn't get a chance to see it because it was on at the identical time as my film. So long story short, when they announced the winner, it was Bleeding Blue. I was blown away. I got to tell you, I don't like award shows, as I've told you guys, but the suspense of not knowing was really intoxicating. I mean, it was scary. And when they announced our film, it was like, "You've got to be kidding." And I go up, I go, "Guys, wow." It was really one of those moments. Now, you know, in defense of my film and everything, they didn't spend a gazillion dollars, and it wasn't like people were, you know, dressed up in $50,000 worth of jewels and, you know, had custom suits made and all that. It was a hodgepodge of people. But I have to tell you, it was so cool because the people that saw the film, every single one of them said, a guy came up to me, he goes, "Kevin, that was an amazing film." So the guy who put it together, when I saw him at the end, I said, hey, you know, Matisse, thank you for getting the film in. And I go, I was actually shocked when he goes, Kevin, he goes, this was not like, he goes, your film was really good. He goes, this was, he was telling me, it wasn't like some hookup. He goes, people loved your film. Hooked us up with a distributor. I don't know what's going to come of it. But anyway, Juan thanked everybody, Brett and Todd, who did post-production magic. These guys were amazing. The score on our film was tremendous. It was funny when we were doing the movie, Brett says to me, because we were worried about post-production on just the graphics, and Todd, who's Brett's brother, said, yeah, we'll get that done for you. And I've seen his work. He's worked on lots of films. So I was like, oh, we know we're tight there. But Brett kept saying, Kevin, don't disregard the music score. And I don't know if you guys know Alfonso Rachel Zoe. Zoe's in the film, and Zoe's music is featured in the film. Unbelievable. I'm telling you, the score in this movie is tremendous. Paul Cruteau, a friend of mine who plays sax and creates music for movies. In fact, he's got music on lots of TV shows and things like that. Paul's music is featured. The score was amazing. People looked at our film and went, other filmmakers went, how did you do this? They were just amazed at what we did. So, look, I know I'm bragging about my baby right now, but I mentioned it in another earlier broadcast, and some people started writing to me, tell us more. We won. We won. First time out, first film ever, and honestly, I couldn't be more excited and more pleased about the future of the film. I don't know what the future holds for it, and we are going to start beginning our next projects, so, you know, for those of you who want to be a part of it, we'd love to have your support. Anyway, we do have a lot to talk about. I'm going to begin. I mentioned in a previous episode, yesterday, in fact, episode, broadcast, I want to talk about Ocasio-Cortez. This lady, I'm telling you, she is going to be rich with craziness, and we're going to talk a little bit about her later today. I want to talk about the attack on Christianity based on this Covington thing. I'm not going to cover it. We covered it, you know, in terms of the Indian with stolen valor yesterday, whatever his name was, Nathan Phillips or whatever. He's a liar. It's stolen valor. He wasn't in the Marine Corps. And what he did was just, quite frankly, people should be criticizing him for what he did. But instead, the media needs a darling. The leftist media needs a darling, somebody that will criticize these kids who would dare come to D.C. to march for life. Yeah, it wasn't like these are thugs. These are kids who are standing up for the unborn babies. They're not criticizing women. You know, they're not trying to take away women's reproductive rights. But that's what they get. Anyway, short break. We'll be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So Kamala Harris and what's her name? The Asian lady out of Hawaii. Crazy name. Anyway, those two ladies are attacking Christianity openly. They've actually said when they interview people in like for judgeships and things like that, they ask questions related to their Christianity. Like, you know, to their religion. Would you do this or that? You know, would you? I mean, it's all religious based. And it's an obvious bias. They can't stand Christians. They can't stand Jews. But I guarantee you, they would not argue against anything Muslim. And what's funny about it is the Muslims are the most egregious. And if, when you talk about the gay rights of gays or the rights of women or women's right to choose, things like that. I mean, they would never argue against a Muslim, but they will challenge a Christian or Jew in a minute. What was her name? Ono? I can't remember that. I can see her face, a little Asian-looking girl. She looks like Yoda. Anyway, welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. And I'm calling this segment Attack on Christianity. And I'm going to bring in the Covington thing because that sort of highlights exactly what I'm talking about. The other day I was talking about these kids that go to D.C. for a March for Life, and they get accosted by an Indian, Nathan Phillips, who's a fake. Now, he's not a fake Indian. He's not an Elizabeth Warren. He's a real Indian, but he's a fake Marine Corps vet. But whether he's fake or real wouldn't even matter. He goes in to stir up trouble, and the left love him for it. And disregard the black guys who were taunting these kids right next to him, because they aren't being racist with the insults they were hurling. This Indian guy wasn't, you know, being insulting or racist or disruptive in anything he was doing. You know who was being disruptive? The white kids, these suburban kids going to a Catholic school who went to D.C. for the March for Life. Now, on any level, I don't care. Look, I don't take out politics. It could be a group of kids who came from, you know, the barrio of East L.A., and I don't care what they're doing in D.C. If they're marching and they're not being disruptive, there is nothing you can tell me that's going to make me side with somebody who was to walk in the middle of them and start, you know, just creating, wreaking havoc. Nor would I condone black people sitting there yelling at them. But the left love it. They love it. Because you know why? They hate you. They hate your guns and your religion, as Obama put it. You're the ignorant people, you know, worse. What did he say? Something about you. You know, they're the ones with the guns and the religion. They hate you. Here's what Matt Walsh tweeted. He had 2 points he made. Black radicals taunt a group of white kids. White kids respond by drowning the taunts in positive pep rally cheers. A group of Native Americans led by Phillips barge in. Phillips later lies and slanders the kids. Millions of people join the slander. That's basically the story. And I told you guys yesterday of many media people jumping on that story and going, these Christian kids, it's these Catholic kids, these Catholic kids. Look, I got problems with the Catholic Church, with their leadership. I don't like your Pope. I don't like your cardinals. I don't like the people running the archdiocese. I don't know who does what. I ain't going to pretend. But here's what I'll tell you, because I know you're covering up a lot of pedophilia and stuff. But the kids who are doing what they're doing at the ground level, those kids are great kids. They're doing God's work. And you have people like, Kamala Harris and whatever this lady is named in Hawaii, I'll get it in a bit. All these people that hate the religion, they hate the fact that these kids were just up there doing something positive. Matt Walsh also said this: it doesn't seem coincidental that the left was outraged about Karen Pence's Christian school this past week, and then over the weekend they decided to invent a fake story about racist kids from a Christian school. It's almost like there's an agenda or something. You getting it? There's an attack on your Christianity. There's an attack on your beliefs. The same attack that's going against Trump, that's leveled against him as being racist and all this. The other day I played a clip of Bernie Sanders on MLK Day calling Barack Obama racist. The other day we played a clip of Ocasio-Cortez who says, there's no doubt about it, Donald Trump is a racist. Yeah, there is. There's a doubt about it. Because it isn't. It isn't the case. I don't know how many times you got to see the pictures of Donald Trump hanging out with Don King and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton in New York at boxing events. Black people all around him. Donald Trump makes the worst example of racism than you can possibly put, and yet the Democrats want you to believe it. Because guess what? With Alinsky tactics, they say, if we say it enough, we can make the lie become the truth. Well, I say, you can undo it. I say, this story with these Covington kids is the possible undoing. That fake BuzzFeed story about Cohen and Trump is the undoing. The more that you understand what Trump has done, and by the way, we're going to make sure you know all that he's done. You have to be able to rattle these off. And here's the deal. You don't even have to commit these things to memory. I'll be honest with you. As far as my debate tactics are very simple. Against leftists. You guys want to hear it? Yeah, I have very simple debate tactics. When I do, I just go louder than they do. So they go, Trump is a racist. You're a racist! And they go, no, but Donald Trump is a racist. No, you heard me. You're the racist! And now, you know, they're like a dog. Once you sort of flip them out of their script, They're like, what? And they're looking around, and you're going, you heard me. Now sit. That's it. There's no secret to it. That's my debate tactic. My debate tactic is I ignore your nonsense, and I tell you what you are. I throw your nonsense back at you. I'm giving you the debate tactic that works. There are people out there, come on, Kev. I'm telling you, look, if you look at any of the interviews that I used to do on Fox, my tactic was simple. I didn't buy into what they said, and then I took what they said, and I threw it back at them. Now, generally speaking, it's good to have some facts to back it up. So I always did. I had facts to back it up. I would, you know, what about this and what about that and what about this and what about that? But you don't have to. You just come back louder over the top and say, you're it. If they say, you're a sexist, you go, I'm not a sexist. You don't even respond back with that. You just go, you're the sexist. Right? And then you just go higher. You're the sexist. Practice. Go ahead. Take a minute. Mm-hmm. See? And once you do that, then they're like, you just called me a sexist. Now they're going, see, because I don't take what they say. You're a sexist. What? What'd he say? Only thing I do is go reflector. I put up my reflector. Whoop, and it blocks it, sends it back harder. I defy the laws of physics by doing that. And it always snaps them because they're so used to, you know, people, what? Just going, I'm not a sexist. What are you talking about? Me? I've had lots of women friends. And you go on. No, you don't do that. That's the way you win the argument. Oh, my goodness. You're going to go out and win a lot of arguments in the next few days, aren't you? You're going to put this into practice. I hope you do. Find your nearest liberal, and you do it and get back with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will vote later on Thursday on President Trump's compromise proposal to end the partial government shutdown that's now dragged into its 34th day. The president's proposal would fund the government agencies affected by the shutdown through September and has his nearly $6 billion in funding for border security. Republican Senator John Thune of North Dakota tells Fox News it's about time to end this shutdown.
We'll see where the votes are this afternoon, and like I said, I'm hopeful that we'll see some Democrats that will conclude that the best way to get the government open again is to vote for this amendment.
The man accused of killing five people at a bank in Sebring, Florida, is making his initial court appearance.
Mr. Zaver, as I stated, you have five counts of felony capital murder. Based on it being a capital offense, the court is going to hold you without bond. Good luck, sir.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden in the news, but he's in the news kind of like Elizabeth Warren. You remember, well, she kind of apologized for using her Native American status to get ahead of life, but she didn't really apologize. She just sort of went, well, I took the DNA test, and here are the results, and look, I'm all very proud. And then they go, you're not Indian, Elizabeth. What? I still believe that I'm an Indian. And, you know, she went all Dolezal on us. And then suddenly she started cleaning up her act. She started apologizing to Native Americans and saying things like, well, just because you think you're that doesn't mean that you're part of the tribe because they have a registry and yada, 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 and all this other stuff. It didn't mean you're an Indian. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to KJRadio.com. So Elizabeth Warren does her mea culpa with the indigenous folks, which I happen to be one. I'm indigenous. I don't care what anybody says. And now Joe Biden, he's got to do the same thing. And when Elizabeth Warren did it, let me just warn you, I knew what was coming. She started doing her mea culpa. Then she formed her exploratory committee. She still formed her exploratory committee. She hasn't officially declared she's going to run for president. You want to know why? Because Elizabeth Warren isn't getting the news she needs. She needs people to go, it's okay, Liz. We don't care that you faked your way as an Indian and you got lots of money and lots of gigs for it. And your life has been enriched in so many ways. Meanwhile, Pocahontas and Sacagawea over here can't even feed their kids. They got alcoholic husbands and stuff. We get it, Elizabeth. Well, Joe Biden's got to do the same thing. Joe Biden was as bad as Hillary Clinton early on, though. He wrote the book on crime and punishment. Yeah, Joe Biden believed in super predators. Yeah, why shouldn't he? He and the Democrats did a fine job of creating them. They did a fine job of making black communities the most unsafe areas in the world. Black communities rival the no-go zones anywhere in the world. Oh, Kevin, they don't have no rocket grenades and all that. I tell you what, you would be just as safe in Fallujah at night walking around as you would in a black neighborhood in Compton or somewhere else. You'd be just as safe. There's no difference. More murders occur in Chicago than occur in any war zone in this country right now, in the world right now. You go just look at the streets of America. You don't have to go far. The war is right here. It's being fought right here every single day. And you know what? Thanks to you, we're starting to win the war. Now that the presidency for Biden is, he thinks it's within reach. It's not. But okay, he wants to believe it. So he has to clear the deck. They vetted Biden many times, but they vetted him with people in the way. He knew he had too many hurdles. He had to hurdle Barack Obama. He had to hurdle Hillary Clinton, whatever. He didn't want to hurdle. Now the playing field is clear. Biden has no excuse. He was the of anybody that's running, Joe Biden was the top dog, the number one guy in line for the presidency for 8 years. Nobody else can say that. Nobody. So the playing field is a wide open playing field. He knows Trump's not going to let him slide on the targeting of blacks. He knows that Donald Trump will bring up your heinous past, and Donald Trump will put you on Front Street. But yet Biden also knows of his evil ways. Yeah. That's why he declared that his tough on crime drug legislation 3 decades ago was a, quote, big mistake. And that mistake disproportionately affected black folks. He made this at a breakfast honoring Martin Luther King. He needed to do this on the day when all the black people would be looking at him. And they said, the New York Times, he said more than was expected of him. No, he said exactly what he wanted to say. How could he know the ramification of laws surrounding powder cocaine and crack cocaine were going to disproportionately affect one group versus the other? I mean, white people use cocaine, black people use street crack. But Joe Biden said it was a big mistake that was made. We were told by the experts that crack, you never go back. That the two were somehow fundamentally different. It's not. It's trapped an entire generation. So here's what's interesting. Joe Biden gets some experts to say, so Joe Biden, we've studied the crack epidemic, and crack is an evil drug, much more evil than powder cocaine that white people use. Wink, wink. And the crack cocaine makes these super predators. And you've got to lock them up for good because they can't break the habit, and they're going to go out there and create mayhem in the streets. And Joe Biden said, I agree. I agree with you. I'm a friend. I've had my run-in with blacks with crack. And so he crafts this legislation. He knew the deal. Coke was for white boys. Crack was for dumb blacks. Biden knew what he was doing. He knew it then, and he knows what he's doing right now when he's trying to do this mea culpa. Listen, black people, I didn't do it. Trust me, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. But it's trapped an entire generation. I hope Trump frees all the blacks who were incarcerated during the Biden legacy and calls it Biden's blunder. I hope Donald Trump goes and looks at the drug crime, says, I want a listing of everybody who was incarcerated due to crack in the 1990s. If they are still in prison, I want them released, and we're going to call it the Joe Biden rule. Then Senator Biden helped write the 1994 crime bill. That did exactly what I just described. It had disproportionate sentencing for cocaine, powder cocaine, versus crack, street cocaine. Biden wrote the bill. Now he wants to skirt it. No. Listen, black people, I know I affected you, and you know you have fathers and daughters and sons and mothers and whatever in prison because of me, and they spend more time than their white counterparts. But I assure you, I'm not racist. I assure you, I had all the best intentions. I assured you of what? Assured you of what, Joe? What? Yeah, hey, leftists, somebody explain to me how Donald Trump is racist. See, here's what the deal was. Barack Obama and his, what was his name? Valerie Jarrett. They made the sentencing for crack and cocaine identical. And they said, we're doing black people a favor. Now, you would think black people are the only ones strung out on crack, but they're not. It's just that crack was the cheaper drug. It was for poor people. Blacks are disproportionately more poor in numbers per capita than whites. So it became sort of the black poor person's drug of choice. They're white. I know white crackheads. Yeah, I know white crackheads. One of my white buddies was strung out on crack for a while. His name is Mike. God rest his soul, one of my best friends, he kicked his crack habit and lost 50 pounds. He says to me, Kev, I don't recommend a diet. Says it was a mean drug. Biden says it was a mistake. I'm sorry. The experts told me this. Yeah, hey, Joe, are these the same experts that told you that climate change was real? Are these the same experts that told you that Obamacare was a big effing deal? Huh? Yeah, I hope Trump makes them. I hope he markets this in ways that Biden never thinks about. Here's what Biden goes on to say. He says he thinks he can sweep it under the rug because he's admitting his guilt now before he declares for the presidency, if he declares at all. And then he said this, well, I may not have always gotten things right. Really? Wow. Whew, now that's profound. He may not have always gotten things right. Man, who knew? Here I thought Biden always got things right. He seems to know it all. You know, I'm just thinking back on a lot of the policies of Barack Obama that are now being changed. And as we go into this booming economy where people are overemployed, can move around in their jobs, the numbers are, you know, salaries are rising. We got Ocasio-Cortez running around here. We need a livable wage. And there are people going, okay, we're going to make the minimum wage $15 an hour. No government interference. We're just going to do it. May not have always gotten things right in regards to the criminal justice system. I'm just wondering, Joe, is there anything else you got wrong? Any other mea culpas you want to do before you declare? They say it's about, I know what this is about. Because, you know, he's been evaluating. Is he going to come become president, you know, want to run for president? And he definitely wants to run. This is a test, folks, for black in the leftist community, black leftists. Will you support me? Please. And if Biden gets a little pushback, then he'll declare. But if black people revolt against him, if there's a, you know, a wave that just says, you're thinking of black people, then he won't run. Because Biden can't win and neither can any other Democrat without the silly Negro vote. He has the most heinous past in dealing with blacks. He's got to get this out in the open and see if the water turns red with his blood. Stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm amazed at how well Republicans, conservatives, how plugged in we are. I really am. It's impressive. I had to open an account at my normal bank for seeking educational excellence because we it's a long story, but we have a miscellaneous account to get our, you know, office supplies, that kind of stuff. And you know, I had to go through all the rigmarole of doing that, and it took about an hour. And the lady who is doing it, she knows me from my work at Fox. When I go in there, she's, oh, Kevin, come here. I'll help you. So we're in there getting this done, and she's just so plugged in. You know, she's asking questions about different things. I mean, she's got a full-time job, and she's whispering, you know, you guys know I'm a big Trump supporter. Yeah, we know. Been dealing with it for a year. But she's plugged in. I mean, minor issues like, you know, she knew about Pelosi getting grounded, you know, things like that. It's more than just, you know, anecdotally the way leftists get their news. These people know. They know what questions to ask. They're curious. It's fun to watch. Anyway, hey, I'm glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Yeah, it's interesting to watch. It really is. If you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. I'm looking at these Democrats lose their mind over these little things, and I always come back to some very simple truisms. Truisms are you know, things you can live by in life. And part of it is I recognize body language, and I recognize how people react and behave under certain circumstances, like stress. You can tell when a person is stressed. I was talking to a guy the other day. He's a distributor for films. He loves horror films. But he's a distributor, and he's giving me all kinds of, you know, information about stuff. But I'm telling you, this guy was under a massive amount of stress. I could look at him and tell. And I can't explain it to you on the radio except to tell you that you could almost see his body. It was like it had a little resonance to it, like if he were vibrating at a frequency that was high, you know, but you could still barely see his, you know, see his moving. I mean, I'm trying to describe it, but you could tell. And then he goes, "Hey, you happen to have a card?" I said, "I don't have a card," because he wanted, you know, to potentially distribute Bleeding Blue. And he reaches in his wallet. He goes, "I got one." He reaches in his wallet and he starts to pull out a card. And then you could see him shaking. I mean, his hand, you could see his body. You couldn't really see, but I could see it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't visible to the naked eye, but I could see it. But when his hand reached in his pocket and he was trying to get that wallet, I want you to imagine a guy on Parkinson's, except he's holding a Dremel tool. That's how fast it was moving. And you could just sense it. Let me tell you something. No matter what the Democrats tell you, no matter what they say, no matter how they try to position themselves, trust me when I tell you, they are deathly afraid. I want you to just go back and think of every scandal that was supposed to bring Donald Trump down. They were going to impeach him. Maxine Waters is still talking. It's inevitable that he's going to be impeached. And we'll play a clip on that in just a second. I want you to look at all the things that was supposed to backfire, the shutdown. Think about this. Here's a good one. When the shutdown occurred, Republicans were going to revolt. They were going to abandon ship on Trump. I'm just going to ask you, I don't have an answer. I just want your opinion. Right, this is Kevin Jackson polling the audience. Who do you think is going to win in the shutdown? Do you believe the Democrats are in more disarray or the Republicans are more in disarray? Now, I'm going to give you some hints. You have Holly weirdos. You've got Cher going Pelosi in the shutdown. I forget who else. There was another Democrat. Now, Lady Gaga chimed in and says, "Donald Trump, you shut down the government." But there, I'll put it to you this way. I bet you I've seen 3-1 Holly weirdo saying to Pelosi and team, "You need to give Donald Trump his money so he can stop shutting the government down." They're all saying it. Now, I've been talking about the shutdown for quite some time. I told you I don't care about it. I don't think most people care about it. And here's a clip, in fact, of somebody talking about the shutdown. What's this guy's name? He's a writer. I can't remember his name. But he's talking about the shutdown and why it's not going to have the impact. But here's what I'll play that, then I want to play the Maxine Waters impeachment. So get that ready.
Gene, it's striking that this shutdown, the longest in history, mm-hmm. is surrounded by rhetoric on both sides, as Jim Vandehyde just pointed out. Democrats feeling confident in their position, Republicans feeling increasingly confident because of the president's televised appearance Saturday afternoon. And yet overhanging this is a level of almost indifference among elected officials that even someone as jaded as I am finds absolutely shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's this fight going on, and as you and Jim Vandehei pointed out, both Republicans and Democrats, for their own good reasons, are more dug in than ever, apparently. Yet there's a shutdown going on. There's real impact on real people. Some of them, my neighbors here in the Washington area, but not just in Washington, in places like Alaska, where there's a large percentage of federal workers, and Montana, and places like that across the country, this is having an impact. It's not just federal workers; it's contractors as well. People who work on contract or work for firms that work on contract with federal government who are having the economic impact. I don't see how this gets resolved until the broader public feels more of a direct impact, and that can happen, for example, in air travel.
Magic words, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to here. KJRadio.com. That was a black dude. He's a hardcore leftist. But let me just tell you, that's not hardcore leftist commentary about this. Republicans are confident. The Democrats are confident. Republicans are confident for both for good reasons, but they're dug in more than ever. That's not the way Democrats normally present things. They usually present it as the Democrats are right on this issue. The pundits are not even siding with the Democrats. Don't believe me. Go listen for yourself. I'm saying you're seeing a bit of a shift. You're seeing a bit of a shift. But this black dude, and I can't remember his name, he got it right. He got it right. You want to know what he said? Real impact on real people. It's even affecting Alaskans. It's affecting Montanans. It's affecting contractors. But he says, until the broader public feels the impact, it's not going to matter. Maybe it'll matter in air travel. Okay, great. So I'm traveling around. It's going to be a little slower at the airport, right? Not for me. I've got TSA pre-approved. I'm clear. I'll zip through the line. Boom, bada bing, bada boom. It's going to influence a few people, but it's not like we got Christmas, the holidays coming up, or, you know, it's spring break or anything. No. Donald Trump has waited this out. He's right. If we could make the broader impact better felt. But the problem is, they can't. DMV, is that a problem for you? We have a film project where we've got to go over to overseas. And all I can tell you is, I'm not even concerned about it. I asked Kenny, I said, you have your passport? He says, no. That passport office, they will get him a passport. In fact, it'll be less busy now to get it than it would have been during the normal time. So there you go. The broader public has to feel it. That's the problem the Democrats have. The broader public isn't feeling it. The government is shut down and it's supposed to be Armageddon, doggone it. What's the deal? Deal is, it isn't Armageddon. So he's right. God, I want to remember this guy's name, not because you guys need to know it, but just because I know who he is. And I've always wanted to debate him. Maybe I will one day. See, we are winning. This is what I like about this. Democrats are in disarray. The shutdown hasn't accomplished what they thought it would. Donald Trump is right he's right. Forget just being right on principle. He's right. Democrats are wrong. They cannot sell this ruse. And what you need to pay attention to when you're listening to pundits and evaluating these things is, how bad are they beating Donald Trump down on the issue? They can talk about the shutdown, but until they can give you real life horror stories, and they tried, they reached some people.
If I can't get a paycheck, I mean, I'm gonna have trouble paying my.
And people are going, welcome to the real world. Welcome to the real world, brother. I don't want to be covering the same ground because we talked about this the other day. But the American public, I hate to put it this way, we don't really give a crap. Leftists made a huge mistake along the way. You want to know what it was? They conditioned people to not care. So what? You can't pay your bills. What's that got to do with me? And their base doesn't care.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.